JC2, 180 words per minute, copyright courtreportinghelp.com, ready? Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, the court will now instruct you as to the law that governs in this case and how to apply it to the claims and defenses of each opposing side. I caution you that you must pay close attention to these instructions. Now, as to your verdict, you must all agree on your decision. To reach a verdict, you will apply the law as I am now about to instruct you to the facts as you find them to be. If either of the parties does not meet his or her burden of proof, then you may not make a finding for that party. By law, if a party does not fully meet their burden of proof, if that party does not prove each fact for which they have the burden of proof, then you must resolve the issue in favor of the opposing party. In a similar way, if one party has a burden of proof, and if you find that the evidence for and against the parties is equal, that is to say, that the evidence does not preponderate for either side, then once again the party with the burden of proof has not met the standard of burden of proof, and you may not decide for them. In all cases, there must be a preponderance of evidence in order to meet the burden of proof. Each side will present witnesses to help them prove their case. Witnesses are not presumed to be truthful. Part of your duty as a jury is to examine the witnesses and to decide whether or not you believe their testimony. You may believe all of the witnesses, or you may find that some of them do not strike you as truthful and honest. You may even find that you believe a witness in part of his testimony but not another. Use your best judgment on a case-by-case basis. You should be aware that even an honest witness will have times when they remember things a little different than on the day of the incident. This is normal.